This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Netflix launches its first reality show this week. It's a physical competition show called Ultimate Beastmaster. It's kind of like a global take on American Ninja Warrior, if you've heard of that, with multiple versions in six languages. Netflix has scored big in the past with scripted shows. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at why it's getting into unscripted now.
Netflix has promised 1,000 hours of original programming this year, looking for shows that'll keep its 94 million member worldwide audience happily subscribing. So, making its own reality TV?
It makes sense.
David Broom is one of the show's executive producers.
I don't know why anybody would cut out any genre of any television if you're trying to appeal to a broad audience.
Netflix has successfully created scripted television to compete with the likes of HBO and Showtime. Now, says UCLA's Tom Noonan,
now they're moving their canon towards other channels.
Discovery, A&E, History, and their high-end unscripted shows, he says, are newly in Netflix's crosshairs. But do we really want to binge a reality show? Wedbush analyst Michael Pachter isn't sold.
I think water cooler talk is what perpetuates the popularity of those series.
Keeping people tuned in and signed up. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting a United Kingdom, the true story of King Seretse Khama of Botswana and British commoner Ruth Williams.